This goes to Lisa Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-584-3974. Regarding Michael Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, date of birth 10/2/1952. Dear Lisa, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Kelly with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was November 6th of 2023. He has lost 9 pounds over the last 6 months. However, he's had symptoms of balance difficulty, not vertigo, not especially dizziness, but not able to walk in a straight line sometimes. He's had some intermittent tremors, but nothing continuous, nothing prolonged. Also some memory difficulties, and also he has had a few falls because of the intermittent balance problems. They really aren't sure what has caused all these symptoms. He has had MRIs. Those have been inconclusive, but he has not had stroke, or they don't believe it's Parkinson's disease either, which is in the family. Currently, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. I think I said that. Don't put it in twice if you see that I've done that. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from previous visit. Physical exam. Weight is 276 pounds. Pulse is 74. Blood pressure left arm sitting. Large adult cuff 140/76. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 6th, 2024. His electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin is 17.4, normal white count, normal platelets. Creatinine 1.63 with estimated GFR of 45, calcium 9.0, albumin 4.2, phosphorus is 3.5. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, 2, hypertension, near to goal, 3, diabetic nephropathy with ongoing weight loss. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.